Hello?
Yeah, hello, Bunny. Hi.
Oh, hi, Mitch. How are you doing today?
Good. The system is good. It's working, the system, Google. Everything is okay.
Okay.
The Google system is good. You can see my profile.
No, not yet. The system is still down. On the Google back office system. Yes, that's still down at the moment.
Bunny, listen. We have very big problem. Okay, I don't know what service is and what keyword somebody put something wrong. Because, you know what, today I received 5 calls, but listen to this. First was, fix the door. I'm not fixing door, I replace the door. That's wrong. Okay, the second the guy was from, I think, he wants to do the pool. Can you believe this? How I can do pool? I not clean the pools, or I don't know, fix the pools. It's like, okay. The other one was painting cabinet. I'm not painting cabinet. Okay. The other one was power washing, but power washing in a kitchen. But there's tiles. I not do this kind of work. It's nothing to do with my business. It's totally wrong. And one more was about the Mexican call me. He don't speak English. Totally idiot. So he don't know what he wants. So this kind of people calling me, it's totally wrong work. So I hope they're not going to charge me for this, because I have to check the service and keywords and the mileage, these 3 things, because it's not, I don't want to be charged for this. It's just already $300. I mean, I'm not going to pay for this garbage. This is garbage. You know, this is nothing to do with me. Because the service I'm offering, service is not about the painting. I'm not painting cabinets, or you know. So we have to look what is there. It's, you know, this is my problem. I mean, Bunny, you understand?
Yes, I do. And I've sent you what we have activated before, and we haven't changed it. The only time we changed was on your profile, is if you request it in writing.
Okay.
And there's no changes been made. So, unfortunately,
okay.
Because Google is down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Call me when you're going to be ready, okay, hon? Call me when you're going to be ready.
Mitch, the best way if to go about any lead disputes is if we get the number, and you can just send us an SMS or a text. Then when we get it through, and then we can review it, and we can send it to Google. Because, you know, we don't need to sort of have a long conversation about it, because quite a few of our clients have a number of disputes about different leads. So if you do find that you do get a call that you're not happy about and you're concerned about the charge, just send it through to me and an SMS or the team, and we'll respond and we'll review that for you. It's not a problem at all.
Yeah, I know. But, okay, then if the... I don't know these numbers, so you have to check. You got the records. Who's calling me? I'm going to tell you exactly who is who. I know them, you know, so because how I can, this minimum 5, it's not good. I mean, all of 5, you can dispute them. I mean, how can I dispute it? Or you can dispute
what?
Only?
Well, I don't know if it is, what the situation, because I don't have access to your... to your profile right now, but when it comes out, it would be helpful if I had the numbers at hand, and then I could go and look at it straight away.
But from where I get these numbers? How I can get these numbers? Nobody tell me numbers. You mean the telephone numbers?
You just take a screenshot and you send me an SMS.
I mean, you need the phone numbers of these people, correct?
That's right. You just take a screenshot and send me an SMS and say, please dispute.
Yeah. I mean, now a lot of people call me from the morning. I don't know who is who, but so far, oh, my gosh. It's going to be difficult because I don't keep this. Nobody told me keep the phone numbers, and then I give you this number, then you dispute it. I told you have records. You don't have records of this call?
I have a record, and you have a record as well. But just to speed up the process, just to speed up the process of the actual of what's taking place. If you get a call and you're not happy with it, and it's a Google Guarantee call, and you're concerned about the charge, I'm just giving you an example of the easiest way to send a screenshot of the call. You also have access to your client dashboard, which you can also review your calls there.
Okay, I can look. But okay, the better way we discuss together. So call me back when the system gonna be back, and I tell you exactly. You're gonna tell me the name and who is it, what is it. And I'm going to tell you it's a good or bad, okay?
Sounds yeah, good? So Mitch, it doesn't work well like that. To give you a call, listen to the call, and give you an answer. What I need is I need a message from you because it's incredibly, as you can understand, there's quite a few calls coming through every day. So if I can get some kind, if you've got four calls that you've come through, and you say, oh, we did something. You know, if there's four calls that have come through on the 2nd of April, please review in dispute. Then that's something for me to work with. But I can't go through all calls on your profile to dispute all of them. I need something defining for me to work with. So so when I go online again and I look at the calls that have come in today for you, and there's only two, I'm only going to listen to two. But it's not reasonable to think that we can listen to other calls. You know, we need some definitive information.
But okay, well,
that
okay.
Makes sense.
Yes. Okay, from now on, it's you know, it's hard to make records of this lot of people calling you and who is who. So I who's going to remember? I can do for you. I can make a screenshot of the phone number, and that's it. But I don't remember this guy want a pool. This guy want to have a kitchen cabinet. Who gonna recognize who's who? You know, five people call me a day. You know what I mean? So you must have like a paper and pen with you all the time, nonstop. For 24 hours.
Yes, well, I'm working with clients all day. The best thing to do, like I suggest, Mitch, is send in a screenshot and ask us to dispute the lead. Okay?
Okay, so, okay, next time I send you the screenshot, and who's going to see the screenshot? Do I have to put MAJ Baking Service, dispute this?
No, or? Well, your telephone number is linked to your account, and there's three of us in the team that works through the lead disputes.
Okay, so must be underneath my number and the company and this.
Your number's already linked. We don't need you to link your number. Your number's already in the message, and it will come through to your account.
Okay, so just a few minutes. Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, just a screenshot of the number, and then I can then confirm that it is a Google Guarantee number. We can review it, and then we can send it through to Google.
Yes, but now it's mixed up, because mixed up with the older numbers in my phone. So can you call me, and then we look in from your computer. I'm going to go to look to my dashboard. Can you send me the link to the dashboard? Because I don't know. Send me the link.
No
to the
problem.
Dashboard. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sure. No problem at all. It's a pleasure. Have a good day.
Call me today.
Okay,
thank you. The system. Bye.
Yeah, so I think the best thing is for you to let us know when you are available so we know that you have got your calls in a row. I don't know when that is. Okay, so you've got to let us know because I don't know when you have all that information available to you. And the best thing to do, like I say, is to send it through in a message or an email so we can review it timelessly and then send you a comprehensive feedback.
Okay.
Okay. But I'll send you the details for your dashboard login as well.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much, Mitch. Okay then, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. Bye.
יש מישהו חי איתי.
טוב.